Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the instance press of amateur radio, this net is called now at 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also via late note. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Altitude is head mountain about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276, and away from 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins from the net? Please call WG4MC or Net Control. Now, again, the roll call. Want to remind everyone this is a direct internet. Again, all stations with without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign. Phonetically, it's always appreciated. Name, location, and senior intent to remain on the net for the RAG portion. Before we start with the check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the repeater, starting with K4SMR, Mel Prosperity, W4FCM, Friend TR, his wife Isla, N4IEI, KO4ZEW, Ben, Simpsonville, AA4GH, Gus, St. Augustine, Florida, ARB, Jim, Greer, KG4BFI, Don, KG4QLQ, his wife Linda, there in Piedmont, KI4ELZI, Andy, Table Rock, K4OSH, Pat, Simpsonville, KBGBYQ, that's Dave and Easley, KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville, KN4RJN, John Brown Summit, KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Appreciate everybody using the pre-checking function of the repeater. We've got an Echo Link station, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. If you don't have transmit capabilities, just send me a text message. We'd love you to check in. All right, we'll start with the RF portion tonight. Being Thursday night, we start with Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net, Matt. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative negative, sir.
G4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Gall. QLG. Sorry about that, been eating peanuts. This is Chris M. Remedy, and I will be naming a name. Hey, Doc.
Hello, Chris. Be careful there.
Hey, with the Blue Ridge Team Internet, right to welcome N0TR. That's Tom and Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Tom. Hope you're doing well. Tell Bernice we said hello, and I hope everything goes okay with her surgery. KO4QLG. That's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. Then we have via Echolink text message, KO4YHY, that's Jim and Bree. Appreciate you stopping by, Jim. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Hello, Charlie Ford, Papa Lima Tango, KC4PLT in Pendergrass, Georgia. Name here's Richard.
KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you stopping by. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. The Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. And everyone on the net, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
MC, please check in W4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Well, please check in November 4 Victor Uniform Tango. That's N4VUT. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome N4ZLK, that's Shane in Cleveland. Appreciate you stopping by, Shane. WB4ZTH. That's David N. Taylor. Appreciate you stopping by. N4VUT. That's Jamie N. Tigerville. Appreciate everybody stopping by. Digital station, uniform through Zulu, U through Z. For the Blue Ridge Team Internet, you're invited to check in with WG4MC. Team Internet, we'll fly down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. If you'd like to check in the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 7 all on the net.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
MC. Hey, Matt. All on the net. Please check in. KI4DOS. Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Taylor's Team Internet, let's welcome KK4DMW, that's Rick and his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, they're in Piedmont, and they bring along KM4MOQ, their daughter Michelle, she's in Wareshoals. Rick, please tell Lorena, Michelle, we said hello, hope you are doing well. Then we got W4DJW, that's Dave and Greer. Then we got KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his wife, Joy, K3JOY, they live in Easley, appreciate you stopping by, Gary. Please tell Miss Joy, I said hello, and from everybody on the net. All right, additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
BMC. And all of that, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Matt. Thanks for calling it, sir.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Stay warm.
Please check in. W4GLC, Whiskey 4, Golf Lima Charlie.
Welcome, KO4. I'm Patrick. Good seeing you at the Christmas party on Monday night. Then we have KC4EZN. That's Harry up there in Canmore. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry. And the last station, I got W4GLC, and that's all I got. If you could please come back with your name and location, please.
W4GLC, Whiskey 4, Golf, Charlie.
Noise came in with your last transmit. I got your call sign, but that's all I got. If you can just try your name and location so I can get in the log, please.
Out of Beasley.
Appreciate you stopping by, Flint. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations echo through Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. WFHJ, that's Gene and Taylor. It's good seeing you Monday night at the Christmas party. Gene, hope you and the family are doing well. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will be India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James, up on a mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative, so 73s for each one of you.
4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. Do stay warm. 7-3.
MC? Buddy on the net, please check in KE6KEN. That's Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. My name is Ken. I'm in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Receiving it, like look on KK4JFO. That's James up there in that mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Stay warm. Then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And he brings along KC4MFK, his wife Donna. They're made their home in rear. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Then we got KEN, that's Ken in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Ken. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge Team Internet will side down the Net Health Medical Group, the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet, the Mike through Papa group, M through P. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. For OBQ, Stacy down in Anderson, South Carolina. I'm in and out.
I'm in for OBQ. That's Stacy in Anderson. Appreciate you stopping by, Stacy. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge Team Internet, we've been through that alphabet once, so now it's opened up to the big group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Check in, Kilo 4, Romeo Golf Delta, K4RGD. I'm Grayson. Also, please check in my wife, Kilo 4, Lima November Zulu, Lindsay. We're both mobile in Greenville, Anderson tonight, negative and negative.
From K4RGD and K4LNZ, you're mobiling in Anderson. I didn't get your names. If you could please come back with your names.
Kilo 4 Romeo Golf Delta, the name is Grayson, Golf Romeo Alpha Yankee, Sierra Oscar November. And K4LNZ is Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y.
And Grayson, appreciate y'all stopping by again. Hope y'all are doing well. And again, y'all be careful out there in the mobile and stay warm. It's cold outside. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We're in the big group. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Please check in, Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, Bob here in Greenville. Thanks for calling the net tonight, and I'll be negative and negative.
AA1PD, that's Bob in Greenville. Appreciate stopping by, Bob. Hope you're doing well. Alright, we will now secure the forum for us to net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for entry, so we'll go another round of check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the big group, the whole entire alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blue Ridge Team Internet, that long pause means we have everybody, so stand by just a moment and I'll send the old net report. Internet with thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the computer back to normal amortize 7-3. And good night, WG4MC clear.
4JBQ, KK4JBQ, KI4LCI.
KK4JBQ.
What's up, delete me talk a little bit.
Andy.
Heard anything out of Chad lately?
Well, Miss Jill, I can hear that trying to meet a machine, and I ain't heard him over here on ours at all. A little bit. I just wonder if you heard anything out of him.
I have talked to him recently, but I don't know. I don't know what you mean by recently. I do understand that he has taken another service dog. Right now, I can't remember the name that he gave me. And we didn't talk for that long, and so I suppose if you ask me a question, I'll try to answer it, but I'm blanking on, you know, exactly what we talked about. We had a good visit, yeah, and I suppose that had to be, better than a week ago, but less than a month ago. KK4JBQ.
KI4LZI. KI4LZI. I hadn't heard him over here on our repeater in about 2 or 3 months, and I was kind of starting to wonder, you know, what's... He's training a dog. Okay. That takes a lot of time.
I'm still not that clear as to how much training of the dog. I think a service dog is highly trained before you ever meet up with it. And then when you do finally get an introduction, you just have to get used to each other. One, the dog has to trust the man, and the man has to trust the dog. That's how I understand it to be. But if you hadn't talked with him in that long, it's been a while, and I appreciate your being concerned enough to ask around. Anyway, I haven't talked to you in a few moons. How have you been doing?
Boy, LZI, well, I'm doing better than... But sounds like... The way your voice sounds, it sounds like you're just barely able to talk, so that's why I was concerned whether you was able to talk or not.
Yeah, it's just cropped up with the colder weather, I suppose. That's what I'll blame it on anyway. And it's it's sort of in my larynx, you know, in my voice box. And there's no pain, but there's, yeah, I have trouble pushing air across my vocal cords, and so I can form a word, and I just run out of air before I run out of the word, you know, I mean, I finish the word, which is, it just sounds messy. I'm sorry.
I just didn't want to press you in too long a situation if you can't breathe good. I've heard last week, but I've heard of you sounded like that, and I didn't want to too much if you can't really breathe good. And Robert may have done told you this already. I'm not sure, but our good buddy Robert Webster, he's moved up in the Harry's group a little bit higher up. He may have done told you that.
Learned about that a while ago, and we talked about his increase in responsibility. It has to do with a regional responsibility, not just the state of South Carolina, but regional. And well, you know, he retired. Maybe, I don't know, a year and a half ago perhaps. And I knew that it wouldn't be long before Robert, who is, I wouldn't call him a workaholic or anything, but he likes to stay active. I think he believes that it keeps his mind alive, you know, if he's
if he's doing stuff. And he thinks faster than you and me and five other people together. You know, and it was good for him to be asked to take on more responsibility. He was ready for it. Anyway, I don't know any recent news about Robert. I suppose I've talked with him, but when we talk, it's shorter. You know, because of those increased responsibilities, when we talk, it's shorter, and the whole conversation doesn't last as long as it might have before. He's a busy guy. KK4 JBQ.
Poor LZ, I asked to learn more about your situation from the Skype one, that, believe it or not, about him having moved up somewhat from over on 147-135, and I'll tell you about this while it's still fresh on my brain. From that, talking about the Skype one there earlier, you kind of like I am right now, all the way I got 2 meters to do this. You ever got any of your radios there with that digital tone in it? This coming Saturday is Skype One Recognition Day, and they're going to be doing it from 7:30 to 4, and they're going to be doing it on HF and also on this 147-135 Skype One repeater up here on Caesar's Head. And the call sign for over there at GSP will be W4G.
Andy, I've made those notes. I do not have any HF capability here. It comes down to an antenna. I have radios, but I don't dare put an antenna up. If you remember long years ago, when I first got into this hobby, I said that I was going to try to keep my head down. You know, not be seen and then rarely heard. Well, I didn't pay much attention to my own. I didn't pay much attention to that, and so I've enjoyed the hobby, and it's. But I've not got into HF. Because I'd become a target if I did that of the HOA. I don't know that they've prosecuted anybody, but I wouldn't want to be the first one. I'm not trying to defend getting into the hobby knowing that I just didn't know what the consequences were. We moved here years before I got into amateur radio, and then I did without understanding the whole field of things, you know. I didn't understand the difference between 2 meters and HF. Well, the general public does not, and I was the general public back then. and so I tried a few things. I lay wire on my roof. I mean, it directly on to my roof, and that was poor. But it wasn't a good thing. Not because the HOA had any idea that occurred, but it wasn't a very good antenna. It wasn't working for me very well, so I took all that mess down. And everything else that I might do to
get on HF. While I have, I say, I have the radios. They just don't welcome it here. And I don't want to be unwelcomed in my home. You know what I'm saying? KK4JBQ.
KI4LZI, that's what I was pointing out to. They're going to be doing the HF in 2 meters as well. If you can get into that 147.135 up there with the digital tone of 311, they're going to be doing it via 2 meters as well. I'll have to do that myself because I don't have a resonant HF antenna.
Hey, Andy, so you say it's 147.135 with a tone of 133, is that right?
Negative. You remember you one time got into it with an HT? It's 147.135, but it's a digital tone. 311. I remember hearing you on it one time with an HT by chance.
So we talked about that before. Okay. Well, if I've got it already programmed in, it's this coming Saturday, but what was the hours again?
From 7:30 to 4 p.m. I heard you on that check-in on Skype one time a good while back, and you said at the time you was out in the garage or something, and you were just on HT.
Well, then it might not be this radio that I was on, because this radio is not in the garage. But the HT that I have used is easier than this radio to operate. This one's a little more complicated. I mean, to say it's a lot more complicated. And but I don't know that the other radio has digital tones. I'll have to look into that. But you got me on board though with the frequency, the tone, and the time. I better put this that Saturday. Okay. Well, thank you, Andy. I'll see if I can. I can't speak for, if it's the HT, I can't speak for the HT reaching, reaching their antenna. But if I can reach it, I'll give it a try this coming Saturday. It might be and it's all day. I mean, it's a good part of the day, so, yeah, that'll be something good to do. Thank you. Kenwood here, I mean, it'll do all sorts of things that I would never have any use for. But because it is so complicated and can do so much, if you attempt to do that with the radio itself, it's a big learning curve, I might say. Big learning curve. So I went to RT Systems, which everybody knows about if they use a computer to program an amateur radio, which this one is capable of doing, that being programmed by the computer. So I just sent them the required money, and they sent me what I needed to connect the computer to my radio, and that's where I could program it using the computer, program it for digital tones. It's very easy. It's falling off a log easy. But if I were to do it from the face of the, you might say, from the box of the radio itself, might be more difficult. If you know what I mean, might be more difficult, perhaps close to impossible. Excuse me. Anyhow, that's been good in several ways. If you program using the computer, you can save that whole thing. And when you edit it, you're not editing the radio so much as just changing a file. And then when you send that file to the radio, that's when everything is like overwritten and changes are made then. It's pretty good way of getting things done. And you can change a number of things at one time. Check and recheck yourself before you send the file to the radio. And then once that's done, that exists on your computer. That file exists on your computer as a backup, you see. So if ever something goes wrong, it'd be easy to reprogram it right back where it was before you had a problem. And I have had that happen, too. There are things you can do from the face of a radio, which, you know, it takes an immediate change then, an immediate effect. And I have done this back when we were doing the simplex operation at TBARC. We had a lot of fun with that, with gathering information about who could contact who in case of an emergency. You could shoddy by finding out who could speak to who and who could not be heard, you know. That worked out just fine. Anyhow, I was doing that on the fly on the radio and really messed it up good. I really did. And so that took a while to get things back in order. You do it with a computer, and once you fix the file, find out what you did wrong, and that's, you know, well, then you just send that to the radio and you're all back running again. K4JBQ.
Well, see, well, believe me, if I would have never got those digital tones in these, I got this digital capable. But this in here, I was the one that I hooked up wrong, and the dogs had to be replaced in it, and a couple of fuses, and while he had it, being that Billy had just changed that upper to that frequency pair and that digital tone, I went ahead and had him go ahead and put it in this one, my 1802M and my 1802. Rest of what I got predates that, and I can hear it, but I can't bring it up with. That's the ones I got that's capable of doing the digital tone, and I guess, let's see, when was that? 4 or 5 months ago, out here at our group, they were giving away going through some old stuff and giving it away to anybody that wanted it, and I picked up a Motorola VHF high band HT, was raising map for first responders, and much to my surprise, it'll do a digital tone. It will. So I had him program that in it, and just hear about, I just picked it up from him a few days ago, but it was come to him, I guess, a month ago, a better battery pack for it. So I've got it in those, but the old ones, as you said, you know, receiving's all you can do.
Almost don't want to start saying this, but I will anyway. A digital tone on a 2-meter rig, the way I understand it to be, is nothing more than the DTMF tones that that telephones use. So. If you recall the rotary dial telephone, this going back, I know it's going back decades, but the rotary dial phone, you put your finger in the dial, and you pull it around to a stop. Take your finger out, and it did the dialing on the way back to its original location. It did the dialing. And then you put your finger in another number, go around to the stop, take your finger out, and it did the dialing. And that was, that was switching. But then telephone dial tones came into operation, and the first thing that the consumer realized that the phone doesn't have a dial on it anymore, that you put your finger in a hole and turn it around. No, the computer has buttons. The phone has buttons. And when you press the button, you got a musical note. That's what digital tones are. They are musical notes. Now, you may or may not be able to hear them, depending on your radio. When it's sending them, but it sure does. That's exactly what it does. They're digital tones. DTMF is the acronym. DTMF tones. Well, so you could simulate that even on a radio that doesn't have digital tones by pressing your push to talk. And using the dial tones on your HT, I think they all do that these days. They all do that since you could have. I mean, way back when you could dial a telephone number. Because as I say, it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. Telephone number dial, and you could be on the road and dial home. If your repeater had that, that thing activated. Do you follow me? And so if that's the case, then, you know, I don't know. I've never done it, but I imagine that that's possible to do. Somebody listening may have another word on it, but anyway, that's how I understand it. Andy, KK4JBQ.
You'd be more knowledgeable than I am. I remember the auto patch set up that used to be on that too, long before I had my license and another repeater that's been gone for, I guess, since, let's see, he probably died sometime in the late 80s, I'm guessing, because that frequency pair belonged to two other groups since then. So, he had an auto patch on his back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, and pushing on up some turn into the nuns, as you said about the auto patch. You had to have those certain tones to put auto patch to work and bring it and come up. As you said, I'm no expert on all this. It's just that, like I said, if it wasn't for the goodness of WR4XM, I wouldn't have this programmed in my stuff, because I would have never got it in there. But he wants me, and I don't mind doing it, to be a reliable check-in on Skype one night, so I let him do it, you know. And it's good in a lot of cases for backward weather situations.
Yes, sir. And you might remember, I don't know how much shopping you did at Radio Shack when it was a going concern, but they had a little handheld, it was a tone generator is what it was, and it had a dial on it just like a telephone does, you know. And you could pick up your telephone. Let's say your telephone dial didn't work anymore. This thing could send those tones. All you had to do is pick up your phone, you get a dial tone. Well, it's sending a dial tone. That's what you hear, of course. But it's listening circle tones, the DTMF tones. And you can just hold this little device up to the mouthpiece on your telephone and push the buttons, and it would dial your number. Well, it does the same thing on an HT. It does exactly the same thing. And you can hear it. Dun, 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 you know? that's what I'm thinking. I've not tried this. Maybe I should try this just to see if I could get it. But that opens the squelch. When you send the right numbers across. In this case, what'd you say it was? 311. And you send those numbers across, and it opens the squelch. And you just talk. Now, the trick is, you've got to remember that this is your thing to do each time you want to talk. You might just press push to talk, and, well, you know, if you don't send the tones, it's not going to Peter. So you'd have to remember to do that each time. That's all I'm saying. And if you've got it in the radio and can send that along with your, when the push to talk is activated, it sends those tones along. You don't hear it. It's I'm not sure exactly why you don't hear it. You do on a telephone, as I recall. You can hear those DTMF tones. It's not necessary for you to hear it, but as long as you got the key down, it has already opened the squelch. But when you release the push to talk, in order to talk, you have to send the tones again. You have to remember to do that. That's just my thought on the matter. KK4JBQ.
For hell's the guy. There's one other thing I've noticed over the years. I'm not quite sure whether it's an analog tone or a digital tone here. Now, on some of the older transceivers that was analog tone capable, they had something there that would say like a tone burst. Now, I assume that a tone burst, it comes up, brings the repeater up, then it disappears. Or, maybe it's this other, I'm not sure. Like I said, there's a lot I don't know. What if when you hit the tone burst, what if the tone continually transmits while you got the key down? That's something over the years that I've wondered about, but my electronic knowledge is very limited. I don't know when it says tone burst, if it's just temporary, or as long as the key's down your transmitter.
Well, don't know for sure. I have read in places about tone bursts. I think, again, this Kenwood is capable of doing that. It seems that it's not in your regular functions of a 2 meter radio, but in other functions where if you let's say you're at a construction site and everybody has a radio and and when any of those radios are activated, it sends that a tone to all other radios on the site, and everybody can hear you. So it's sort of a way to take a repeater out of the net, out of the equation. No repeater necessary. You press the push to talk, tone burst goes out, and everybody that's within range is hearing your voice. No repeater necessary. I think that's how that works and why it works and where I read the phrase tone burst. That may not be the only place where it's used, but on construction sites, I think with radios that are programmed to talk to one another, and this is to everybody who's within range. The advantage is that you don't have to carry along a repeater because it's so local, you know, it's so local. Yeah. But it also is other radios that are not programmed to receive it would not be hearing the conversation of that construction crew, if you understand my meaning. Maybe you have a little experience with that, maybe not. I know that the only thing I read was what they said about this particular radio. It can be used in that way. This radio is capable of the Kenwood here of a lot more than I ever will use. KK4JBQ.
Well, this is just a big guess on my part. I don't know anything for sure, but it's my assumption when they say a tone burst, it's just in there temporarily, brings it up, then it disappears, then when you unkey the rekey, it goes back out again to keep the repeat. It's not there constantly. Now, I could be totally off on this. That's just my assumption. My electronic knowledge on this is extremely limited, but I read on older radios, even with the analog tones, at times they mentioned something about a tone burst. And in my brain, a tone burst would mean temporary.
That's true enough. I do think the tone burst is for a particular use. A small group of radios would be able to hear one another, but it's unless your radio is listening for that tone burst, you wouldn't be privileged to hear what is being said, because that opens your screen. You know, that opens your squelch. The tone burst does. If you're a receiving radio, because these radios are, they're always listening. They're always on receive, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And it's listening for that tone burst. And someone trying to communicate with the small group now, that term tone burst goes out and everybody's squelch opens up and they have this little conversation. And And since everybody's using the same, the burst of tones is very quickly several tones at once. It might be three tones, it might be seven tones, I'm not sure. I've never used it. But I'm just taking a guess here at what would necessarily make some sense. Anyhow, I'm sort of tiring, Andy, so great to talk with you again. And next time I speak with Robert, I'll tell him you haven't talked with him in a while, and we're asking about him. Yeah, Robert stays busy, and most times I like talking with him, but in respect for how busy he has become, I don't initiate conversation very often. I wait till he has time to call me. And then, you know, I'm always free. And if you're in my place, you just wait for people to call you. And the people you talk to, they're always busy and can't take the call. It just works out that way. Anyhow, Andy, I hope you have a good night. I hope all of you stay warm there tonight. We've been warned here that it's going down to 21 degrees. That I went around. We have a little bit of air that comes through some of the doors here. And I went around and stuffed insulation around the doors that are not going to be opened again until it's warmer. You know, to keep the air from coming in. KK4JBQ.
Well, see, you kind of confused a little bit about that. But it was Chad that I hadn't heard from in months. Situation moving up from Skype one repeater. I just wasn't sure if you was aware of it. I figured you was, but I didn't know. Since he's frequently there on the Skype one repeater, I somewhat know about his situation, but it's K-O-V-N-U-E Chad that I hadn't heard anything at least 3 months, at least, because I ain't heard him on these repeaters over here in about that long, and someone gave me the idea that his antenna situation's not too good over there right now, and that's the reason he can't get in over here. I don't know, but that's what someone gave me the idea of. But being that I can't do anything with the Tryon repeater from here, I pretty much lost all contact with Chad over the past 2 or 3 months. Robert, I kind of keep up with him somewhat on the Skype one repeater. Just as, well, if you are able to do that, Saturday, their call sign is W4G. He looked that up during the night tonight and said that that's the call sign GSP will be using. W4G on the 2 meter repeater, 147.135. But it was Chad that I haven't heard anything in 2 or 3 months from.
Two things. You say it was W4U, that's Whiskey 4. Now I've forgotten what the phonetics is for you. Anyway, repeat that, could you?
Wrong. Whiskey 4 Golf. Whiskey 4 Golf. W4G. They've used that over there for 3 or 4 years as the call sign for old that GSP. Whiskey 4 Golf. He looked it up, Robert did, during the Skype one that tonight, and that's what he said. They've still got the same call as they used over the past few years.
Roger that. phonetics is fine, but if you don't use some of those letters, I don't use U. I guess it's uniform, yes. I don't use uniform, and it just goes away. But it comes back quick enough, I'll have to say. Well, now that you've rattled my memory about put two and three together, Chad, of course, lives in Campobello, and Campobello was affected by the Helene hurricane. So, indeed, he did lose all of his antennas. And he had, he lost the use of his Radio Shack also. You know, he built a Radio Shack onto the back of the house without an exterior door in the shack. He had access to the inside of the house, but if you can imagine that, he built another room, but not a room that had access to the outdoors. He built it onto the back of the house anyway, and it's really nice. I mean, he just did a fantastic job of doing that. But all of his antennas came down, and he had lots of trouble inside of his shack, you know, electrical troubles and whatnot. And then, too, the hurricane brought some tragedy to the family. I don't know if you're aware of that. His son was involved in an accident during the hurricane. Were you aware of that?